Crime Alert. I'm Nancy Grace, breaking crime news now. Straight out to Nicole Parton for the latest.
In Alabama, a tragic mass shooting has occurred in downtown Montgomery, resulting in the deaths of two people, including a teenager, and left a dozen others injured. According to Montgomery police, the incident occurred around 10:30 p.m. near the intersection of Bibb Street and Commerce Street when two groups exchanged gunfire in the midst of a crowd. The deceased victims, identified as 17-year-old Jeremiah Morris and 43-year-old Shalanda Williams, are believed to be residents of Montgomery. Authorities suspect that one of the individuals that were shot may have been specifically targeted. As the chaos unfolded, several people in the crowd drew their own weapons and began to fire. Currently, five of the injured people are reported to be in critical condition. Among the 14 people shot, seven are under 20 years old, the youngest being 16. In response to the shooting, police have announced a reward of at least $50,000 for any information that leads to an arrest. This incident occurred during a busy weekend in Montgomery, coinciding with events such as the Tuskegee Morehouse Classic, the Alabama National Fair, and Alabama State University's homecoming game. Montgomery Police Chief James Grabus condemned the reckless actions of those involved.
We know that at least two of the victims, two of these 14 people, were armed. This started as a result of an individual, one of these 14, who we believe was targeted. Basically, an exchange of gunfire erupted. When that exchange erupted, multiple people in the crowd, this was a crowded area, pulled their own weapons and started discharging.
He confirmed that 14 people had been shot, two have died, and the police have vowed that the law enforcement will continue their efforts until justice is served. Grabus noted that there were at least five police officers nearby when the shooting occurred, but acknowledged that violence can escalate quickly. He stressed that while downtown Montgomery is generally safe, the actions of a few reckless individuals have devastating consequences. The firearms used in the shooting have been recovered, and it has been reported that they contained high-capacity magazines. While police have detained several people for questioning, no arrests have been made. Montgomery Mayor Stephen Reed reflected on the gravity of the situation, saying that the nature of this gun violence was likened to the scene of the Wild Wild West. Nancy, he lamented over the loss of innocent lives over trivial matters.
Nicole, thank you. More crime and justice news after this.
A student runner has stumbled upon a fully clothed skeletal remains in the woods near an Ohio high school, as reported by officials. On October 1, Nick Jarrell, the assistant principal of LaSalle High School in Montfort Heights, contacted 911 after a student discovered human remains fully dressed in a hoodie and pants, according to NBC affiliate WLWT. A member of our cross-country team ventured into the woods and found what seemed to be a skeleton fully dressed with a cell phone in its pocket, Jarrell replied to the 911 dispatcher. Quote, there appears to be decaying hair on the skull, mentioning that the remains were found above ground. The assistant principal indicated that the clothing seemed to belong to a man. The Greene Township Police Department later issued a statement on social media confirming they had responded to the scene and validated the report. As the investigation progressed, officials provided an update indicating they had likely identified the victim based on preliminary evidence. Local resident Paul King expressed disbelief when he first heard the news from his son. I ask, was it just a decoration for Halloween? His son clarified, no, they have the coroner and everything up there. King also recalled having noticed a foul odor in the area for months prior to the finding. He claimed it's pretty unsettling that this discovery was made by a runner from the local school. The exact duration of how long the remains had been in the woods remains unclear. The police have not disclosed further details regarding the incident. But please do so with increased awareness. The news of Drummond's vehicle being found comes alongside emerging details about his background and the identities of the four individuals he is accused of killing.
Kristen Motoreffi moves to San Francisco for a summer semester at UC Berkeley. The 18-year-old takes a job at a coffee shop, regularly hits the beach, and the the nearby Modern Art Museum. Crystal leaves work with plans to go to the beach, but she never comes home. Her dad calls the landline at home she shares with roommates, but they say they haven't seen her in 3 days. Kristen's reported missing. Coworkers report they saw her with a blonde woman in the mall after she clocked out. Police find a newspaper in Kristen's room with a personal ad from a woman seeking new friends circled. The newspaper was unable to confirm who placed the ad, and the woman Kristen met at the mall has not been identified. Kristen Modafferi, now missing over 26 years. If you have info, call San Francisco FBI, 415-553-7400.
For the latest crime and justice news, go to crimeonline.com. And please join us for our daily podcast, Crime Stories, where we do our best to find missing people, especially children, and help solve unsolved homicides. With this crime alert, I'm Nancy Grace.
This is an iHeart podcast, guaranteed human.